everybody. Welcome again to Aramis Communications on this September 27, 2019, and it is Friday. Tony McGinley here, bringing you the Lady of Fatima Novena Prayer Program, followed by the Family Rosary Program. First, our Novena Prayer. O Most Holy Virgin Mary, you came to Fatima to reveal the graces which come from praying the Holy Rosary to three small children. Inspire us with a sincere love of this devotion, so that like the children, it is not a burdensome task, but a life-giving prayer. May our prayers and meditations on the mysteries of our redemption bring us closer to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, excuse me, everybody. Okay.
In my head, no longer.
I have a little trouble here with the music. It's not following directions. It's supposed to stop. There we go. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Sorry about that. I'm all alone right now. We're going to have Charlie DeFeo coming in a little while, and he's going to help us say the rosary today. And talk about things. And until then, I'm sort of by myself here. I'm the radio engineer. I'm the musician. I'm the program director. You know, I'm everything. And for some reason now, that music just kept on going, when even though I hit the button to go, you know, to stop. And I'll have to figure out why afterwards. But it's that old story, what can go wrong goes wrong, huh? Okay. Thanks for being understanding there. Well, now on to the Family Rosary Program. And as you know, it's something we've been doing every day here since the 100th anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima a couple years ago. She appeared to Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco on six different occasions, asking everyone to pray the rosary every day and make sacrifices. We've been doing our best to cooperate, so to speak, and we came up with the idea of a novena prayer. And once the anniversary had passed, we decided to make the novena prayer ongoing. And hence, that's where we are today. All right, today's the feast day of St. Vincent de Paul. And our good friend Charlie DeFeo promised to give us a little synopsis, is that the right word, or biography about St. Vincent when he gets here. And my instructions are to begin the program here, and he'll be able to join in. He's on his way. It's a long drive for him to get here, and so on. Just thinking out loud here. Okay, let's keep in our prayers today all the victims and families of victims of tragedies, natural disasters, and man-made situations. The flooding, again, that took place down in Texas. Keep those people in our prayers. And Pope Francis, all the members of the clergy, all the souls in purgatory and souls in need of confession, and for the end of violence in all of its forms, for the safekeeping of our families, and for all of our other intentions, personal and otherwise. Let's now begin the Holy Rosary on this Friday while meditating on the sorrowful mysteries. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The first sorrowful mystery is the agony in the garden, and fruit of the mystery is sorrow for sin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. The second sorrowful mystery is the scourging at the pillar, and fruit of the mystery is purity. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive
us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third sorrowful mystery is the crowning with thorns, and fruit of the mystery is courage. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thine mercy.
The fourth sorrowful mystery is the carrying of the cross, and fruit of the mystery is patience. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins.
Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thine mercy.
The fifth sorrowful mystery is the crucifixion of our Lord on the cross on Good Friday. Fruit of the mystery is perseverance. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thine mercy.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God.
That we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ, let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that while meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain, obtain what they promise, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 And thank you once again, everybody, for joining Charlie and me here at Ramus Communications in the recitation of the Holy Rosary. And hello, Charlie.
Tony, I'm here. I hope our listeners can hear me. And I walked in a little late, but I'll tell you, Tony, I'm always in solidarity with the Ramus. I was praying the rosary on the way out, and I came here I got in here in a studio on the third decade. So it's just always a pleasure and honor to be with you and your listening audience. Did you talk about our patron saint today?
No, I just mentioned that today is the feast day of St. Vincent de Paul, but I told everybody out there that you were going to, talk about him for us.
Yeah, well, he's a big one, Tony, and his memory still lives on today in a big way because of the St. Vincent de Paul Society, which is named after him. So I'd just like to really read a short bio here. So he was born in Gascony, France. He was ordained, Tony, when he was not quite 20. That's pretty young. So I don't know. It doesn't say what age he started. But he 2 years after he was ordained, he wrote that he was seeking a comfortable parish situation. God has a great sense of humor because he didn't get a comfortable situation. Eventually, he came under the influence of Cardinal Pierre de Barul. So he was from France, as I said, Gascony, France, with the emphasis on the humanity of Christ and St. Francis de Sales, who was a Jesuit, or actually helped. He was instrumental with the Jesuit order with Ignatius of Loyola, St. Francis de Sales. Okay, so St. Vincent de Paul taught of God's tender mercy, and he was moved by the needs of the poor. With Louis de Marillac, they founded together the Daughters of Charity to give their lives to the care of the marginalized. He sent the priest of the Congregation of the Mission to bring Christ to rural populations.
Mm-hmm.
You got to realize, now we're talking like 400 years ago, so this is like those really, Tony, those in the outskirts, the margins there in the rural areas.
Mm-hmm.
St. Vincent de Paul died in 1660. He's the patron of parish-based society St. Vincent de Paul, which was founded in 1833 by Frederick Ozanam. So I didn't know all that, but and these live on today, these great St. Vincent. By the way, Tony, a little side note. I'm a lay Dominican, as you know, and you tell. So it used to be called Third Order, and lay people can be in a religious order, and we do many things the priests do, like pray the Liturgy of Hours, and we have rules and obligations. But you choose a name in the order.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose Pier Giorgio Frassati, who's blessed. He's not fully canonized yet, who's pretty recent. He lived from 1901 to 1925. He died of polio. He got contracted disease serving the poor. But he was big in the St. Vincent de Paul Society. So see how we're all connected?
Oh, yeah.
And how we're a great family in the Catholic Church?
Oh, yeah.
But Tony, if I may, so anyway, St. Vincent de Paul, pray for us. I would like to talk, Tony, about an event this past weekend I was blessed to be at. And let me just welcome Tony. I think we have a few new listeners from Leroy, New York.
Oh, boy.
So maybe in your beginning intro, I know you say Naples, Florida, and different parts of the world. You might want to add Leroy, New York.
Okay.
Because the reception me and Aramis got up there was fabulous.
Oh, great. So glad to hear that.
This is a great I wouldn't say rural, but it's kind of rural or definitely suburban. Leroy, New York is about 50 miles east of Buffalo.
Oh, boy. I bet they get a lot of snow up there, huh?
Yes, and maybe 30 miles west of Rochester.
Okay.
That's where it's situated.
Yeah.
It's actually the eastern end of the Diocese of Buffalo.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this event was held at Our Lady of Mercy and St. Bridget's Parish, which are about 8 miles from each other, but they merged a few years ago, as many Catholic churches have. So the pastor has been there about a year. It's Father Matthew Phelan, who's a Mercedarian priest, which, by the way, Tony, they're based out of Philadelphia, Our Lady of Lourdes, which is a beautiful parish if you haven't been there.
In West Philadelphia.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they do have a Latin mass. One of their masses is there. So God bless you, Father Matthew Phelan. He might be listening himself now. And so him along with Father Ken and Father Dan. Now, Father Dan's in Cleveland, but Father Ken's stationed at St. Bridget's there in New York.
Right.
So they brought this. So I got involved with the one of their foundations under the Mercedarian Order. It's called the St. Raymond Donatus Foundation for Faith, Family, and Freedom. I met them. See, Tony, it's funny. It's not funny, but it's not a coincidence. It's a godsend how we're connected. I met this foundation 2 years ago, not too far from here.
Right.
It was at St. Joe's at Downingtown, who has a family festival every year.
Year.
Aramis was. We were honored and blessed to be one of the exhibitors there.
Right.
2 years ago, and this St. Raymond Donatus Foundation was exhibiting a couple tables from me.
Right.
So that's how we met. And we've kind of partnered up here. And their foundation, obviously, is to promote, Catholicism and all the work of the Catholic Church.
Sure.
But it's specifically to help guide those, Tony, in troubled marriages and broken families.
Yeah.
Broken marriages and broken families.
Sure.
And I'm no shrinking violet. That, is kind of my situation. I'm in a troubled marriage. I'm not divorced or separated. So this really spoke to me. And I want to live out my calling. As husband, father,
right.
Under any circumstances, Tony, that's what we're called to do. Not follow the culture, but follow the church teaching. So, these talks were just to help strengthen marriage, family, and life for the people up there this weekend. The keynote speaker was Rose Sweet, who's a national Catholic figure. She's been on many actually, Tony, she agreed she'd like to be on Aramis, and she's been on many other outlets and media. And she lives in California, but she her mission is Catholic Divorce Survival Guide.
Okay.
So she teaches about annulments.
Okay.
Why they're important. So she can really fall right in line with Aramis's mission, which is authentically an Orthodox Catholic. So maybe we can get her on.
Absolutely.
She would love to be a calling.
Yeah.
And she would be a good one. And she has a great message, a great presentation. And I was blessed to just be the speaker to men on men's spirituality.
Yeah, how'd that go? I remember you prepared for
it. It went great. We had, now you got to realize, this is a pretty small area. So he said they have just under maybe 1,000 households.
Oh,
both parishes.
Oh, okay.
To put things in perspective, my St. Pius X room hall, we have over 3,000 households. So this is like less than
the
size of
that. Sure.
So as far as the talks, men, women, and children, we had – numbers don't matter either. But we had about 100 people for that. And then we had a concert the next night by A Ray of Hope, who's a wonderful Catholic band.
Uh-huh.
Almost 400 people came to that. That's a great showing, Tony, for a small area
like
that. But anyway, the men were receptive. I just talked about – how men can go deeper in faith about how we pray as Catholics, Liturgy of Hours, the Rosary, and they were very pro-life.
Yes,
pro-life up there, Tony. So it was just men need to strengthen other men in our faith We can't fall away. We have a lot of men, Tony, that rather be on the golf course than would rather go deeper in their faith.
Well, that reminds me of that time last spring when we went up there to Wilkes-Barre for the what was that called again? I don't remember.
It was a Catholic men's annual meeting, like
that's right.
Philly.
That's right.
But I forget the exit. What they call it?
Stand up or something.
Yeah. But it was the strength in men.
Yeah.
Things are going around the country, Tony. I've been to the one in Fort Myers, Florida, and Arenas has been represented down there. I'm just saying, it's good all throughout the country. These men's groups.
Yeah.
These annual men's conferences, because look, there's nothing wrong with golf, and Tony, but I'll just use that as an example.
In its place.
Yes.
Right.
But we want men not to neglect their faith.
Right.
Go to church on Sunday. At least do the five precepts of the church, the minimum, right? And lead your families to it, but go deeper.
No, right.
I hear you, Tony. We want to go much deeper than that, not the minimum. And that's where the Kingsmen comes in, and all these groups have a place. And it's the beauty of Catholicism. And there's so much, which, actually, Tony, we spoke this morning, and on my way up here, it's like God kind of infuse me with this, but maybe on the net, what I'd like to do is talk about the church liturgical calendar maybe next month.
Yes.
Okay. People don't really understand. It's such a beautiful thing, our church liturgical calendar, and it's the rhythm of our day. And like ordinary time doesn't mean it's ordinary. This is what I've learned, Tony, and this has come from the church teaching. It really means ordinal. So in other words, just as we follow the seasons, the leaves are changing now, right?
Yeah.
The church tries to help us be in that rhythm. So the priests wear different color vestments, just like the late leaves change. We have Advent, which actually kicks off our new year.
Right.
We have the Christmas season. We have Lent. We have the Easter season, and we have ordinary time. But it doesn't mean time's ordinary. It just follows an ordinal path for an entire 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'll talk more about that. Next month and why we do these things.
Yeah.
It's really here to help us in our faith walk,
right,
along with our regular walk through the seasons. And just like Tony, we celebrate Christmas, right?
Yeah.
Secularly even, Christmas and Easter. The church, same thing. And guess what? Don't families celebrate their birthdays? Well, guess what? All these feast days we have. We're a family, the Catholic Church. That's what the liturgical season's about.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas season, like Christmas. Like secular Christmas season, Easter, people might celebrate the Easter Bunny. It's obviously the resurrection of Christ is the whole foundation,
yeah,
but we can't get there without carrying our cross,
right,
like Christ did, right, Tony?
Right. You can't forget the souls in heaven too. That's all part of the
purgatory.
Purgatory,
absolutely.
Also.
And you know what else, Tony? So maybe another time we'll come and talk about the perpetual virginity of Mary, which Aramis is so near and dear to. People don't understand that. But again, I learned this, even on the ride way up, because I was listening to – I always try and listen and go deeper. But Mary's the new Ark of the Covenant. So the old
that
Ark –
that would be good. Yeah.
If you touch the old Ark of the Covenant and you didn't
die.
Do it proper – and you died.
Right.
And guess what? Mary is the new Ark of the Covenant. People say, well, how could Joseph not touch her? She's not to be touched. They had the most special – that marriage, there's no other marriage in the history of the world,
right,
like that marriage. So maybe we could talk more about that, because this is all, Tony, it's rooted in the Old Testament,
mm-hmm,
in a fullness of time. The church uses the term in the fullness of time. So that's what we're talking about. Catholicism is beautiful, Tony. And I'll close with this.
No, don't close now. You're going to talk about pro-life.
Yes. Thank you. But before I do that, I actually want to invite you to – this ties into our mission.
Yeah.
And you know this about – you've met my mother and my family, what we're doing, giving out scholarships to a Catholic school for almost over 20 years now, my brother's name. But my brother was blessed to be a great football player and man. And next Friday at their game at Bonner, they're going to retire his jersey number. And he's only the third player in the school's history, John Cappelletti and Al Atkinson, who played in Super Bowl III.
Sure.
So my point is, since my brother and father have passed on, and my father coached at Bonner also, they can only be with us in spirit. It's going to be a community celebration. All of Kenny's past teammates, coaches, and friends are coming out and standing with us.
Oh, boy.
And I would like to include Aramis and hope you can make it.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about that later.
Right. Okay.
But let's close with it's 40 Days for Life, Tony. It kicked off Wednesday. Okay?
Okay.
So if anybody listening could just go to 40daysforlife.com, you could put in your local area. please go out and pray
right
in front of an abortion mill. Somebody will be there.
And we wrote something about it in our newsletter, which is coming out next week. So, people will be able to latch on to the 40 Days for Life.
Because that newsletter is beautiful. So I'm going to close with a prayer and a little reading. This is St. Raymond the Nodus, who's the patron saint of expectant mothers and fathers. Mm-hmm. He was a Mercedarian priest, and the Nodus means unborn.
Right.
So he was born over 300 years ago by cesarean section when they couldn't do it, and his mother died because of that.
Oh.
So this is a great—
I didn't realize that.
This is a great way, Tony, to pray as we kick off 40 Days for Life for an End to Abortion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So St. Raymond the Nodus, Cardinal Saint of the Order of Our Lady of Mercy, which is the Mercedarian Order. St. Raymond was born in Spain toward the end of the 12th century. Oh, so it was long. It was actually longer, more than what I thought. It is said that he was taken from his mother's womb by cesarean section following her tragic death in childbirth. The name the Nodus, by which he is known, means simply not born. For this deeply personal reason, he has been designated the patron saint of expectant mothers and fathers, patron of the unborn, and even the patron of Christian families. Mm. Raymond, as a youth, had a strong devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, which led him to become a member of the Order of Our Lady of Mercy in 1221, which, by the way, they tell me the founder, St. Peter Nolasco, knew St. Dominic and St. Francis. They all lived at the same time.
Temporaries.
So there was something powerful going on in that era, Tony. The order had been founded in 1218 by St. Peter Nolasco to ransom Christian captives.
Mm-hmm.
Who were because the
Crusades?
Muslims were kind of big. They were capturing Christians at the time, so that's why the Crusades were founded.
Mm-hmm.
As a young priest, Raymond went gladly to northern Africa to buy back the freedom of Christian captives. When money failed, he volunteered to be a hostage, enduring even torture for the faith. When he himself had been ransomed, Pope Gregory IX named him a cardinal in 1239. While on his way to Rome, he became gravely ill and died following a comforting vision of our Lord bringing him the sacrament of the Eucharist. Down through the ages, many people, especially expectant mothers, have experienced his miraculous intercession. His feast day is August 31st. Mother's prayer to St. Raymond. Pray for me, St. Raymond the Nodus, and bless me with your protection in my hour of need. Intercede that I may have the joy of bearing a healthy child who will be a good Christian and a faithful member of the church. May I be given the grace to be a loving Catholic wife and mother, so that together with you and our Mother of Mercy, we may praise the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in our heavenly home forever. Amen. I got one more, Tony.
Yeah.
Father's prayer to St. Raymond. Be with me and my wife, St. Raymond the Nodus, at the blessed time of new life. Help us be loving and generous for each other and accepting of the living breath which comes to us as a miraculous gift from God. May I be given the strength to be a loving Catholic husband and father, and may our whole family create with your help a loving and nourishing home where all are welcome in the spirit of our God. Amen. He has sent redemption to his people. Now, fathers of Our Lady of Mercy, just closing here, prayer for children and the unborn and families. St. Raymond the Nodus, inspire us with loving wisdom to uphold the sacredness of all children's lives, particularly the unborn. Be with all expectant mothers and fathers as they await their child's birth. Give them a constant faith in the sanctity of all life. Grant them hope for their child's future in this difficult world, and most of all, endow them with the loving heart of a parent, fashioned after the loving heart of God. Be with them that their child may be born in due time, healthy and ready to be washed in the saving waters of baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, St. Raymond the Nodus, intercede with our Heavenly Father to bless all Christian families, particularly those most in need. Be their strength and their inspiration that they may build loving Catholic homes, living in justice and peace with their neighbors and with one another. Give them peace of heart, heal all wounds and division, and may the example of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, be ever before their eyes, constantly in their prayers. Most of all, may weekly Mass and the sacraments of the Church nourish their lives of faith, hope, and charity, Amen.
Amen.
The Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Tony.
Well, thank you, Charlie, for doing all that you've been doing, and for all the research you're doing there, especially for St. Vincent de Paul. That was really good to know about him. And we were listening to Annie Carto before you came in, Charlie, and Annie, of course, is a friend of ours. She's a songwriter and a singer, and she's down there in Florida. Is anywhere near where you go when you're going to?
About 150 miles north, due north of my mother's location in Fort Myers. So it's called Treasure Island where she is. It's near St. Petersburg where the Phillies have their spring training.
Oh, it's on the Atlantic side.
No.
Okay. All right.
No, that's the Gulf Coast. That's near Tampa.
All right. Okay.
So it's a little west.
I got to look at the map. That's what I have to do.
It's a little west and east of Tampa. No, it's the Gulf Coast.
Okay. Okay.
West side.
Well, Annie's going to be our guest on the Ramus here
on
Monday.
Looking forward to it.
Was it October
1st?
Let me see. Wait a minute. The 2nd. October 2nd, Wednesday.
Awesome.
And it's the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels.
Wow. Look forward
and,
to that.
And we'll try and speak about the guardian angels there a little bit. Well, Charlie, let me put Annie on with some songs here, and you and I can hang up the microphones. And by the way, we don't want to forget that the Legion of Mary, the Presidium down in Hoquesson, Delaware, the Immaculate Conception is going to be broadcasting on the Ramus, the Divine Mercy Chapel at 3 o'clock this afternoon, along with a teaching probably about the St. Vincent de Paul. And so that's something else to look forward to. All right, everybody, let me put the music back on. I don't have any more problems with the music. Before you came in, Charlie, I had a little issue with the music. I hit the button and it wouldn't stop. And as I have been, you know, over speaking to people for about 30 seconds. So I hope everybody, we're okay on that. And we'll fix that one for the next time. But we're going to get the music playing again, hopefully. And then we'll post today's program up in the archive page shortly. And until the next time, have a great day, everybody. And thanks for being here with us today. Bye now.
You've been down to me. Your mercy sets me free. Come and live your life in me. All that is holy, all that is true, may I hunger for these gifts found in you. Create in me, Lord, give me a hungry heart, so you alone I see. A heart made pure, a heart made whole, to be loved, to love you. With a hungry heart, your body, your blood, offered with great love. Create in me, Lord, give me a hungry heart, so you alone I seek. Heart made pure, heart made whole, to be loved, to love you.
Children's faces smiling at me. Bless praise.